Welcome back, friends, to the second half of Mutant County Origins, etc., etc., something Mothman.
Is it on?
But first, here's this.
Are you tired of fancy schmancy hair butter that you have to pay an arm and a leg for at some uppity salon? And then are you tired of having to hear so-and-so whine about wanting their arm and or leg back? Oh, Ted! You said you were just gonna borrow it for a while. Can you go and trade it in for some terrible hair product? Oh, how could you? Zombie writes my donut hole. Anywho, I came up with a product that'll keep every strand in its place. I call it Bilchner's Better Hair Butter. You can come get some at my place. Just call ahead first. Or you can order it off my brand new website at bilchnersbetterhairbutter.org. And I'll deliver. Just $20 a tub, plus gas money for me driving it over to your house. And that name again is Bilchner's Better Hair Butter. It's better because it's actually butter.
We now return to the Mutant County Origins, etc., etc., something Mothman. Boy, I wish they'd finished fleshing out this title. Whitley Quickman finds himself in the dark basement of the WLFC radio station, dragged there by the mysterious Mothman.
Hurry up, Tad! He's got me! What am I doing? What could Tad possibly do?
Quickman, get them out, Quickman.
Oh my, those red eyes again. I can't look away. I've never been so frightened, and yet I can't look away. I can't move. Why can't I move?
Get them out.
Get whom out? I don't understand.
They're going to incinerate.
Incinerate? Incinerate what? I don't understand.
Sniffly, there you are. Who are you talking to?
Ow, Tad, you're shining the flashlight right in my eyes.
Yeah, sucks, don't it?
Tad?
Oh, hey, it's the Mothman. Hey, what's up, bug guy?
What took you so long, Tad?
I couldn't find the flashlight, because somebody threw it at me in the dark, and then Trixie, the ghost of the dead brothel madam who haunts this place...
That's impossible.
It's not impossible. The radio station used to be a brothel. Anyway, Trixie popped up out of the darkness, all glowy and crap. Anyway, she says,
"There it is, handsome."
Pointed to the floor, and there it was. And then she disappeared. Anyways, do you believe me now, Scully? We got ghosts and mass mutations and Mothmen. Oh my!
But if this Mothman picked you up and flew away with you the moment after the meteorite crashed, then who or what picked me up and carried me away at that very same moment? You don't think there could be two of these Mothmans? Mothmen? Mothmen?
Aha! Hey, you do believe me. Oh, you dirty turdly. You're trying to make it so I look like I was a crazy old fool this whole time. Oh, you stinking piece of...
Get them out. They're going to incinerate.
Oh, yeah, you're still here. Incinerate?
I think it means the whole county. Not just Ladyfinger. All of them. All of the towns, Tad. They're going to incinerate everything. We have to warn the people.
You got all of that from that? They? What are they?
Who are they?
What?
No, who?
Hey, I bet that's what I'm trying to ask. Who? What? Sometimes why? Why are we still here? Let's go tell the people.
You said it before. That would take too much time. Of course, when you said it, it was because you're far too lazy and concerned with your own self-preservation.
Absolutely, I am.
Nevertheless, you were right. We can't just go house to house. It's impractical and inefficient.
Duh.
So, we tell the people through our broadcast.
But there's no power.
I can help with that.
You're still here?
Yes.
You can help?
Yes.
But how?
He's a supernatural being. Deal with it. Hey, deal with it. That's good. I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it. That's awesome.
Yes. And, well, I found the electrical panel. I can just turn the power back on.
Ah, there we go. We have power. Quickly, Tad. It's time for a change to our regularly scheduled program. It's time to save Clover County.
But wait. Why'd Captain Red Eye turn the power off to begin with?
Well, the red eye...
Excuse me. Well, the red eye thing isn't nearly as spooky in the light. Plus, with the lights on, I'm usually just too tempted to fly right into them.
Oh, right, because of the whole moth thing.
Yeah, it's a pain.
I bet.
Tad, please get over here.
Yes, Tad, remember, incinerate. Get them out. They're going to incinerate.
Just then, bursting into the scene is none other than the local Ladyfinger mutant pest exterminating super duo...
Mike and Pete,
the pest guys!
Are you, having a nap there, Adley?
Sure.
That's right, it's us. We heard you boys had a bit of a man-sized mutant man-bug problem. So here we are. You got the flamethrower ignited and ready to torch this crimson-eyed Lepidoptera demonoid dude there, broski of mine?
Ready to roast there, bud. No, wait, gentlemen.
Hey, guys, yeah, incinerate!
Heavens to...
Betsy frickin' Ross! Wow!
That can't be what he meant by...
By what?
Well, strange. I think there was something the Mothman wanted me to do, but... For some unknown reason, I find myself suddenly quite amnesic.
What does amnesic mean?
Can't remember.
Well, then why did you use it? But speaking of which, I can't remember what we were about to do either.
The news, Tad. We were about to do the news.
Hey, I got some stuff I want to get off my chest about meltdowns. Hey, do you think we could, I could do some kind of like opening monologue type dealy to start things off?
I don't think so, Tad.
Please, I'll make it quick. Just a quick talk to start each show.
Not in a million could be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
Oh, geez, it's quite a mess down here.
I feel kind of bad about something, Mike. Like a bit of a feeling of guilt or a portent or something. I can't remember why or what about.
Yeah, me too, brother of mine. Hey, well, look, why don't we come back and clean this up when you fellas are done? Come on, Pete, let's get out of here.
Well, that's interesting indeed. Why would four minds collectively go blank right at that moment? Well, I suppose with Tad's, it's understandable, but... Was it, perhaps, due to some other type of supernatural force? Or perhaps it was the government, using special high-frequency sound waves undetectable to the human ear, specifically meant for mind distortion? Perhaps I'm just grasping at straws. But what did the Mothman mean when he said, "Get them out, they're going to incinerate"? Was he simply referring to the Mike and Pete flamethrower the whole time? Was he merely moaning for help from Whitley and Tad the whole time? If so, that would beg the question. Why show up and steal away Mr. Quickman down to the basement? Why make his presence known at all? Quite the quandary. Well, this is Adley Edelson signing off. What? Who's there? Wait a minute. Glowing red eyes? So there are two. Well, that's good. I didn't like that poor little guy getting burnt up like that.
Defend the hive! Incinerate!
Hive? No, wait!
Incinerate!
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.
Insane.